They have to come over here because they want to preach. Now you're going down there, you should have those what we call guest people. Get up here and understand and preach. See, we got one right now, Saul, with me. Yeah, you understand? He said, I got up behind him and I laid him out to the dog. Well, I didn't. You know, you are a if you don't know what it's all about, now look at this. This is the wrong place. See, but they come over here and they expect to get up there and say some nice things and try to get built. Right now, we're in trouble right this night. This shark got some papers here and we just got out of the hot water. Dr. Gross got a letter, ain't that right?
That's right.
But they want to build up this organization. And say it. Had the nerve to say it. Now the woman back down there in Cincinnati said she would back it up. Mm-hmm. See, the printing of the book.
That's right.
Dr. Dennis back there said that his company would charge approximately $18,000 for 2,000 volumes. I mean 2,000 books. Mm-hmm. That's an estimate, of course. Mm-hmm. You see? Well, this woman back there, you understand, she knew me. Mm-hmm. See? And I mean she knew me, too. Mm-hmm. And when I say that, I'm not talking about personal acquaintances all together. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, you talked to that woman, didn't you? You understand? And she didn't ask nothing about how much it cost. She didn't care. Mm-hmm. She said she'd pay for it. But then we'll take it, too. And here, this individual thinking, I want to build up something, I want to make some money publishing the book. How many times have I told you? I don't design for no money. See, they're going to make me design for anyhow, Satan. And because I didn't go in such a way, you understand? That hey, the rest doesn't go, you know. Got to get some money out of somebody. Said I was trying to fix up some kind of way to get some money out of Miss last month. Mm-hmm. Then I told her, I said, I don't want none of your money. If you can't make me have it on my terms, don't want it. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. We got in trouble with that once before. We got the money from you. Mm-hmm. Printed that book. Ain't that right? The government come right down and charge us. Ain't that right? Mm-hmm. No. You don't want it back. And that was her argument, you understand? And me paying it back, you understand? And now I mean, it's that we were trying to contact some kind of thing. It won't have nothing more to do with the organization or nothing, you understand? It's just you understand how we'll never walk away. Yeah. Now look, you stand and tell these people all you want to if you don't bring the money. You understand? You don't preach. Nobody ever said he stands for preaching. You tell him to be a drunk dead and scare with your life. Yeah, they'll run out on me right now. Mm-hmm. Stand there trying to work some way to get. Look, I'm trying to teach a woman thousands of money in.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
See? I'm not going to let these wolves and thieves do any kind of a job, you understand? And all they want the money and the folks go to hell, you understand what I'm talking about? And they don't pay for money. See, that woman knows me and I know that woman. And I don't want you to nobody else. You understand? You can't purchase a gift of God with money.
That's right.
Exactly why I don't get no salary. You see? But I don't think they're no cheap timing. $400 a week and ride around a Cadillac. I don't think they're cheap timing.
I don't think I'm not salary.
You know what I mean? Yes, this school is different, and nobody must out there in the world understand it. You understand? And I'm not begging you for nothing. Messiah said the foxes have holes and the birds have nests. And the Son of Man has not where to lay his head. What do you matter with you?
got nothing?
Don't want nothing.
Okay.
Well, come shoving it off on me, because I don't want that. See?
Mm-hmm.
But look, I haven't got a thing. But I'd have you to know that my father owns the whole empire.
Okay.
You understand? You heard about the prodigal son.
Mm-hmm.
See, he said he's going back up. They said he's an old man, but he by the flesh and blood of Jesus Christ hanging out there on the cross, I got to out of Messiah, or better to say it. Ain't that right?
Right.
But men just can't see.
That's right.
They haven't been born of God. Mm. They don't know no more about God than a whole good about dentistry.
Mm.
That's right. It's just up there and it's going home now, don't you think? People don't know what you're saying about it. And the people think they just somebody telling a sad story and say, people are telling me a little sad story to them. They thought they'd work me out sometimes. And then tell me, say, look here. Now, I know you ain't got nothing, but since such a thing happened, you say, understand? And if you didn't have no insurance, they want you to put them away. Understand? Now, look, after went to work and say, $1,500 in 12 hours. Mm-hmm. You understand? $1,500. And the man that come and asked me for them, see, it was his sister child, and they wouldn't even speak.
That's right.
And he said, well, since it is my sister child, you understand? And she lost her daughter. But they know whenever I said something, that's all she wrote. So I took care of in the morning at 9:30. 9:30 in the morning, I just went and handed $1,500. And listen, don't you know, that same woman, some of you know, that same woman, she had met, except for her. Things like you don't. That's right. It's the truth, so help me my father.
Mm-hmm.
See? She has never. See? Now she asked them people over there, you understand, to help her? They would tell her, I'm sorry, you knew that sitting up to serve the Lord, you understand, and going on in the right, you ought to have sitting up
there. That's right.
Mm-hmm. See what I mean? Now that's what they would say. Now, she's not the only one. Others have come. You understand? They come to me and ask me to say, they don't. They believe me. I'm happy to let none of them know. They come to me for all kinds of things. And I say to you, if I don't do the work of my father, then you don't have no right to do it. You understand? It is my father. It's genuine and it's true things in me. You understand? I don't have to say nothing about God. You understand? And it's back next, I'm laying here, you understand? That's no drawback to me. See, it's no hindrance. You see what I mean? And listen, let me tell you something. I could have been a muscle billionaire a long time ago. Now, what do you think I want to look at things? Yeah, I was off with that in 1935.
That's right.
And that's my little left hand. But that's a
millionaire's club.
That's right. I mean, in Hollywood. And they're trying to back me up in this school. You understand? Am I lying about it, Dr. Brooks?
No, you're right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I don't have to
around the band, and I wouldn't be around here lying to you for what I can get out of you. See, I'm conscious of the fact. See, and listen, it is the truth in me. You understand? And I say you make me free. If I can't do no better than these lying dogs and these big creatures around here, you understand? If I can't do no better than that, you'd be better off at home than the bed. What I'm going to try and tell them that. And that man's saying I'm trying to build up something. Yeah, he's already bald. God has called to come out of the line, take the rest of me, not to take it as a thing, and see the rest of it. And I wouldn't believe this if I was just under a plane down like Oval. I tell you the truth. You understand? If I wouldn't ask somebody for a dime or something, and I'd rather do that than stand around here and lie to you. You understand? Give me a dime, 10 cents. I believe that any of you in here would at least give me enough money to get something to eat with if you thought I was hungry, wouldn't you?
Right.
You see what I'm talking about? And almost anybody out there in the street will do that.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And if not that, I can go around here and some junk, pick up another rag and bones and sell them. You see, I don't have to stand around here and lie to you. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You get those with something. You haven't got nothing I've got.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But we all want his eternal life.
That's right.
Now, what sits on the top of the man, he gained the whole world.
Right.
And loses his soul. Take it too much to the time. Back there, there it is. The same trick in finding any physical body. Just running around here doing all these things. You understand? Putting up all these natural things, you understand? Trying to show you just like Pope John in the 23rd, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
That neighbor up and he's guilty, you understand? That got a picture of this he's setting up there. You understand? Pope John down on his knees, wash his feet. Kidding his big, serious foot. You understand? And God just don't love ugly. You understand? But he was, what they said about him in the Roman Catholic Church, that Pope John was showing he was breaking down segregation, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Showing how hungry he was kissing that Negro sleep. You understand? God. You know what happened? God just don't love us. Negro had double the loan. Now that's not God's truth. You don't think I'm telling you right. I'll give you a prediction on that. You see? Well, all these natural things, all these preachers are doing around here, you understand? The Roman Catholics and Protestants, they don't know nothing about God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what all they got is a good education, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Here, this thing here, talking about the, you understand? Which I intended to get into tonight. I haven't gotten into it. I could do it in less time than 2 or 3 minutes. I can tell you about it.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Now, here's the Seventh-day Adventist. I'll tell you about this right quick. Now, the Seventh-day Adventist, they figure from B.C. 467, 2300 years down. You understand? Including that, you see? And then they said that this 457, you understand? This 490 years is down here, you understand? And down 1810 years. Now look, this is what they say. Let me show you up here, show you the news, show you the city. Now they said that Christ was just in here until 1844. Now they first thought that he was in here. That was the first mistake. They thought he was in here. There's the heaven here, and in 1844, that he would come back to earth in 1844. You see, taking for 4657, that under Jeremiah head, when they come up from that, you understand? And so then they thought that 2300 years was a part of the 490 year cycle. So then they seen that the Messiah was going to come. See, they thought that he would be coming in 1844, and I told you they stole their prophecy. They did it. They're standing out there expecting him at any time on that day to come down to the sky. You understand? But he didn't show up. See, that messed the thing all up. Then they had to admit that they'd made a mistake. And they said then, that instead of him coming in 1844, they turned around and said he was just entering into the most holy place. Now here's where they had him.
See, they had him and got the picture of him. Look, I get that. And again, they thought it was coming out here for a change. So now they said he was going in. You understand? Just kidding around, that made it so much worse. You understand? So now that you see they're trying to take my chin in now, you see they ain't predicting when it goes on again. And now, you see what you, I want you to see this. So that you recognize when you get it in the book. But now this guy was 457. See now, Jehovah's Witnesses, you see, they started 606. See, they started 606. Now, here's why they tag a 606, right here.
That's right.
606 B.C. Now, that's when this last tribe, the other 10 tribes, they went to 721. You understand? There's just got 10 tribes. You see, in the last tribe, you see, went to Babylon in 606. Mm-hmm. You understand? Mm-hmm. Now, this is when they were Gentiles. They were the Jews in captivity. Not bondage, but captivity. Mm-hmm. They began in 606. And Messiah talks about when these things will be fulfilled and all like that. Here in the 24th chapter of Matthew, 24th chapter of Luke, and the 13th chapter of Mark. See, then he showed that the times of the Gentiles must be fulfilled. Mm-hmm. So now they said the times of the Gentiles begin in 606 when the Jews were in captivity down there. You understand? And then Moses told the children of Israel that when they went over into Canaan's land, if they didn't keep the law of Moses up here, then he would punish them seven times. You understand? Well, you know they broke the law. So then they say that since they broke the law, they would carry captivity here, and he's going to punish them seven times. So then they took 360 days to 1 year. You understand? And then they multiplied it seven times. And then they got 2,520. You see? You understand? Mm-hmm. That's 22,520. You understand? Now then, you take the 606 from the 25, and they said that Christ come in 1914. Now look what you got. See, the seven-day Adventist taken from here, the coming of Christ, and the Jehovah's Witnesses, they're figuring from 606, the coming of Christ. The seven-day Adventist, they're figuring from here, and they come out of 1844 and do the coming. You understand? And the others, they figured 606, which is before this. Mm-hmm. 606, you understand? They figured 20. Mm-hmm. Jehovah's, the Seventh-day Adventists, they put the 2300 that you see up here, you understand? Mm-hmm. The 2300 in here from 457, 2300, and that reached down to 1844. Mm-hmm. You see? You see that now? Mm-hmm. Both of them figures are different. All of them, they're smart people. They know all about God, you understand? They expect you to stay out and listen to them, you understand? And waste your time, you understand? One saying one thing, starting a prophetic interval at that one place, and having him come in 1914, and the other starting in B.C. 457, and having him come in 1844, and it didn't fail, when it failed, you understand? And now they're back, but they still get operating. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And all of the communications.
You understand? He's putting it promoted. You understand? That's for fact.
Doesn't say that.
Oh, yeah.
He can loan these books.
That's right. And the reason why he demoted him, and the reason why I'm telling you about it, is because you see, they expected Christ to come during Pope John's 23rd reign. You understand? And he didn't come when they thought he should come, so they just said, gave a lie. You understand? So he didn't.
I'm telling you,
I'm telling you. You understand? They didn't all these lies and told about these things. I mean, by these weekends and finally then they would have to be sick. And a pit will follow that. You run your hand in your pocket. See? It's kind of weird.
I say, you know, I'm going to do all I can to help the gospel.
You say, yes, sir. Yeah, I tell you the thing. I'm going to give to God. I'm going to help it.
You see, I'm doing it all.
Now, when he said it, he was like this. You see? He put a mask on at 38.
Yeah.